Thanks for calling customer service. This is Nancy. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question for you. Why did you charge on my credit card? I'd like to know where you got the approval to sign me up for your services.
Okay, ma'am. I didn't charge you, so who are you referring to?
My name is Barbara Dunn.
No, I didn't ask you for your name. What is your zip code?
99006.
And what was that first name again?
Barbara.
Can you verify your address?
What address do you have for me?
Okay, ma'am, I just need you to verify your address.
I'll give you the first three, 938. You put a fraudulent charge on my credit card, so I'm not giving you information. The house number is 938. That should verify my address.
Okay, ma'am, we will need for you to verify your full address.
You put the fraudulent charge on my charge card.
Okay, ma'am, if you're not going to verify your address, I won't be able to help you.
Can I give you a transaction number? Is that good enough?
Okay, I will need you to verify your address. I don't need no transaction number. I know the transaction number.
Then why isn't my name good enough?
Because you would still have to verify your address.
Do you have a supervisor I could speak with?
Sure. They're going to ask you the same thing.
Okay. It's that fraudulent charge. They spammed Facebook and captured my credit card number and signed
me up.
Nah,
ma'am, you signed up. We didn't sign you up for nothing.
Do you know what it was on Facebook? It was a Walmart
survey. I know
what
it was. Because I know what you're calling in about.
I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one calling you, am I?
Yeah, but every time a customer called in, they always verify the address. You don't want to verify your address. So I'm not going to make you verify it.
Do you know why I don't want to? Spammed me once.
I'm not going to make you verify your address. I just transfer you over. And they're going to ask you to verify your address too.
Okay. You're in the wrong business.
Okay. You called us.
Thank you. Are you getting a supervisor for me?
I'm going to transfer you over.
Thank you. She knows what it was on Facebook. Total bait and switch. Illegal.
Okay, ma'am, I can hear you.
I know you can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to hide?
Oh, no.
I know you can hear me. I know that you haven't put me on hold and transferred me.
Mm-mm.
Why are you not doing that?
Because I'm putting in the notes. That you asked to be transferred to a supervisor.
Okay. Could I have your name, please?
The supervisor will give you my name.
You're not going to give me your name, but you want me to give you my name and my address.
Ma'am, I'm getting ready to transfer you over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so